This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Finger Lakes Country Music Festival is right around the corner. We have an update on artists. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy. And we've already announced that it's going to be hosted by Dustin Lynch. And it's going to be Saturday, June 14th at Wayne County Fairgrounds in Palmyra. Dustin Lynch, obviously, is going to close the show. But the openers are going to be David Jay, who, as an artist, hasn't had, you know, success on the radio yet. But he is all over social media. After we broke up. Has a huge following. Kind of looks like a young Morgan Wallen, if I got to say so myself.
With or without the mullet?
Non-mullet.
Okay, non-mullet Morgan.
Got the non-mullet Morgan. We have a regional guy who's moved down to Buffalo, or from Buffalo to Nashville, Eric Van Houten. And Ray Lynn is going to be there. And if that name rings a bell, she was on The Voice, and she had a couple of hits a few years back. And her biggest one was probably God Made Girls.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys remember this one. Oh, my buttons aren't in the right place. Hold on a second. I'm new to this job. Here we go. And this song is all over TikTok, too. Correct?
It is. It's all over the TikTok.
She was on The Voice. She was, I think, a quarter finalist. She didn't win it, but she was on it for a while. Good friends with Blake. She's toured with Blake Shelton over the years. And yeah, this was her big hit. So if you're looking for something to do fun, June 14th, Saturday, Wayne County Fairgrounds at Palmyra, Finger Lakes Country Music Festival. I'm trying to talk up the hook.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's got a very sweet video for this song, too. So get
that's
your tickets.
The new addition, huh?
Yes.
Ray Lynn.
Ray Lynn is going to be your biggest name on there. David Jay and Eric Van Houten. Get your tickets while they last. TJ, you might need this, but the kids don't. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club.
You know what? This is something that makes me crazy. TikTok, there's so much influence, obviously, but there's really young people on TikTok, right? And there are influencers that are constantly bombarding these kids with, you know, these regimens, skincare regimens. Okay. My daughter, my oldest, is one of them. She has like 8 products that she does on her face every single day, every single
night. But she's an adult.
But she's been doing this a really long time. So there's kids like 13, 14 year olds going into Ulta or Sephora and buying anti-aging.
See, I don't think this is new. This is not a result of TikTok. And I say that as someone who was buying Olay wrinkle cream at the same age.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious.
I didn't even know about this stuff.
Well, being influenced by TV, if it wasn't that, I had like DIY spa facials and it would drive my mom nuts because I'm cracking raw eggs and putting oatmeal on my face and making a mess in her kitchen.
When you're like a teenager.
But I also was going up and walking up to the CVS and buying Olay wrinkle cream that was probably targeted for women 45 and up.
Yeah, absolutely it is. So California is making they're trying to ban any teenager from being able to buy any anti-aging anything, which I'm all for. A 13-year-old girl or boy, for that matter, does not need any retinol. You don't need retinol on your skin, you know?
I'm shocked that 13-year-olds think they need it. I mean, when you bought it, was it because you thought you needed it or because you were trying to get in front of it?
I think it was trying to get in front of it.
So that, like, that's maybe you could pre-prevent wrinkles.
And that's how they're trying to let these kids,
if you get on this regimen now, it'll save you when you're 40.
We're all getting old. You're all getting old. You're all going to get wrinkly. There's nothing you can do. Starting at 13 isn't going to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just age. It's just what happens with age.
There's a movement to ban advertising for any pharmaceuticals on television.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know if you watch any of the news networks. That's going to put them all out of business because that's literally 90% of their commercials.
What are we going to do without those earworms like Otezla and all these?
Otezla!
What are we going to do without those earworms if they can't advertise on TV anymore?
DJ, I don't know why there's a bunch of security guys outside our door right now, but we'll figure it out here in a second. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. Hope, why are you over there acting all high and mighty right now?
Well, you know, I never check my mailbox. It's becoming a problem. TJ checked it the other day and there were Christmas cards in there that I didn't know.
I was like, can you just take the stairway up, check your box every once in a while?
So I got an email from our office manager saying, Hope, there's a letter from the county executive for you. I'm like, what did I possibly do?
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
No, she got super excited.
She sprinted out of the studio.
She was like, I am the most important person in Rochester. And it's all happening.
Can I read this letter to you?
Well,
can you play like some important music? Like something that, you know, you'd play for the Queen of England?
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
You're just going to humor her, huh?
Why not?
All right.
Dear Hope. I am honored to recognize and congratulate you on being named a 2025 Woman of Excellence honoree by the Rochester Business Journal.
Hold on, wait. Play clapping.
Thank you for the golf clap. This prestigious award highlights your significant professional accomplishments, unwavering commitment to our community, and dedication to mentoring future leaders. Your exemplary leadership
at 92.5
WBEE has not only advanced your field, but also positively impacted the greater Rochester area. Your inclusion in this year's distinguished class of honorees underscores the vital role you play in fostering innovation, inspiring others, and contributing to the growth and success of our community. It goes on and on about, you know, Monroe County taking pride in me. Oh, there's two more paragraphs.
Oh, my gosh.
But then it finishes out with, please do not hesitate to contact my office if I can ever be of assistance, Adam Bellow.
Oh.
So you and AB are basically, like, going to hang out.
Oh, I'm totally going to call him after the show and be like, hey, what are you doing September 25th? I need you to reserve WBEE Day. Make sure you get it on the calendar. Tell all your other buddies.
But that is exciting, though. All joking aside, because I love to pick on you and you know that, and you pick on me, too. That's fine. It's what we do in this place. That's what you do with family. Yep. But seriously, that is very, I'm very proud of you for that.
Well, thank you.
Okay, don't get your head a little bit, but I'm saying, you do work hard. You've done this for many, many years, even before you came to the radio, and you just love this city. Everything about Rochester. You bleed Rochester. So the fact that the county executive wrote such a nice letter for you that I'm very happy for you.
Well, thank you.
Bravo. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
This text message that TJ sent me gave me flashbacks to high school. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. I'm serious. When I read that, I was like, I remember actually freaking out over math and science tests because I was so bad at both of them.
Well, it's, you know, as a parent, you get certain emails from teachers now. I mean, it's just a sign of the times.
We get them all the time, which I'm happy for, to be honest.
Never, Mama J has no idea what any of this is about. Like, they just didn't bug her unless I was sent to the principal's office. And that was the only time she would hear from any of my teachers. She didn't even know my teachers' names. Now, parents and teachers are very much entwined. So last night I get this email and I'm like, I am a moron. I'm too stupid to help my seventh grader with this because I don't even know half the words this man is typing to me. So he's talking about how my kid has a science test today and it's a unit test and there's a packet, but if you could sit and make sure he studies the following. And then he goes on to name this laundry
list.
But
right there, that should have been enough right there.
Yeah.
Make sure you sit down and study packet A.
He needs to know about chemical reactions. He needs to know them by name from the word list. Synthesis, decomposition, single replacement, double replacement, and combustion. He also needs to be able to balance those chemical reactions by making sure each side of the arrow has the same number to the same element. If there are three H's on the left side, there must be three H's on the right side. I'm serious. This goes on. He also needs to know the indicators of a chemical reaction. No word list. Lastly, he needs to remember that the number of moles is the same as the coefficient, i.e. the number of grouped element atoms. And that number of atoms is the number of each element added together. And that element is a specific name of each different type of atom. I was like,
my head was spinning when I read that. Literally the same exact reaction. I was like, oh my God.
I was like, what?
I remember sitting being in a complete panic because it was tough enough for me to read that and understand even what he was saying there, let alone have to take a test on it.
What have we said in here? I didn't even get through algebra. I've never taken a day of chemistry. I don't even know what this stuff is.
You know what, though? I bet Hope passed all that stuff, didn't she?
Okay, barely. Here's the thing, is that I had kids in my class when it came to math and science who I wore glasses, and they'd be like, oh, Hope will help me. She's smart. She wears glasses. And I was like, I'm just as lost as you are. And they thought that I was refusing to help them. They were like, you're smart. You wear glasses. Why won't you help me?
Yeah, share the wealth.
I don't know what's happening.
None of us know what's happening.
Exactly. So getting that email at, 5 o'clock at night, trying to figure out even what it means, much less. And then I go to Liam. I'm like, do you know what any of this means? He was like, Mom, it's fine. I know the stuff. I was like, there's no way you know this stuff.
Yeah, did you quiz him? Why else would you be getting emailed that he has to know X, Y, Z?
Teacher knows that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
So did you quiz him? Did he know?
He did.
He got it?
Yeah. I don't even know that I pronounced half of them right. I'm like, we always want our kids to be better and smarter than us. So I'm very relieved to say that they're all well on their way.
It's good to hear.